This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Wolfman, and Benicio del Toro stars in this. And he goes back to England to search for his missing brother, and he finds the villagers being terrorized by a creature. And he discovers his father, who's played by Anthony Hopkins, is hiding lots of family secrets.
Never look back, Lawrence. Never look back. Past is a wilderness of horrors.
Darkest hours of hell lie before you.
Run free. Kill or be killed.
So it's Valentine's Day weekend, and what could say happy Valentine's Day more than Terror, Blood, and Werewolves, right? Well, I guess. But really, for werewolf fans out there, there's no bad time to see the classic story of struggle between right and wrong, good and evil, and of course, love and hate. Sounds actually pretty darn deep to me, but if you know werewolf movies, it also has to have lots of action, suspense, and of course, tearing off of limbs and gnashing of teeth. So, was it scary and did it work? I have no idea, because they didn't show us this movie, but I'm pretty sure I know why. That's because this movie is the Plan B movie this weekend, and all you guys out there are going to try to get your girlfriends to go see this movie instead of the other movie this weekend. And as much as you would like the holiday to be called Werewolf Day, it's not. It's called Valentine's Day. So you'd probably be stuck taking your date to the second movie this week, which is purely coincidentally called Valentine's Day. And it is starring just about everybody and shows what Valentine's Day is like for bunches of couples whose lives all seem to, well, cross each other's paths.
Valentine's Day is about anger, disappointment, love,
romance,
mating,
discretion,
sparkly,
commitment.
I love it. I love hype.
Special Valentine I have ever had. But just don't tell the other kids we had a date in the bar. It's just a little inappropriate.
This is your super cutesy romantic comedy, which is in no way deep. You can pretty much see everything coming. You know who's going to end up with who and what's going to happen to what, so no big mystery's pretty predictable. Best part of this movie, though, is watching for your favorite star. There's everybody in this. It's from Ashton Kutcher and Jessica Alba to Kathy Bates and George Lopez. There's even Queen Latifah and Taylor Swift, and how about Jamie Foxx and Julia Roberts? I said pretty much everybody. I wasn't kidding. The worst part of this movie, though, it's 2 hours long, and it does feel 2 hours long, which means the cute parts are mixed in with some boring parts, too. But you guys out there who inevitably are going to lose the battle to go see Wolfman instead, just hang in there because there's some funny stuff in the end credits to watch. Oh, and a tip for you guys who do have to see this. After seeing the movie, you are definitely going to be expected to get your Valentine's flowers or cards or maybe even diamonds, so you might as well get your shopping done before the movie. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Valentine's Day is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.